Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so before we get into the absolute chaos that is Hollywood today, I need to talk about something that's got me properly shook. We lost Nicholas Brendon, you know, Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and honestly, I'm not okay. He was only 54, which is just, God, that's young, isn't it? The entire Buffy cast has been posting the most heartbreaking tributes, and I'm actually tearing up reading them. Sarah Michelle Gellar posted this gorgeous photo of them from back in the day, with the caption about how he was the heart of their little Sunnydale family. And Allison Hannigan, girl, don't even get me started on her post, because I'm already emotional enough. You know what gets me? Nicholas was so open about his struggles, his battles with addiction and mental health, and he was trying to help other people going through the same thing. That takes proper courage, doesn't it? The cast has been so lovely, talking about his kindness and his humor behind the scenes. Anthony Stewart Head said he had this infectious laugh that could light up the entire set. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. It's a reminder that we never really know what people are going through, even when they're making us laugh on our telly screens. Rest in peace, Nicholas. You gave us Xander Harris, and that character meant everything to so many of us weird kids growing up. Right, I need a moment. Okay, let me shake this off, because we've got some other tea to spill, and honestly, some of it's quite lovely. Okay, so, can we talk about Leah Kiteb for a hot minute? Girl, this Love Island runner-up is out here making moves, and I am absolutely living for it. So she's gone and become the chief creative officer for Skylar, which, by the way, good for her, because that's a proper glow-up from the villa. And she's just launched this pomegranate perfume that apparently has everyone losing their minds. Now, I haven't smelled it myself yet, but according to E! Online, this might be the new Gourmand It Girl fragrance. And you know how I feel about a good fragrance moment. Remember when everyone was obsessed with that vanilla one last year? Well, apparently pomegranate is having its moment now, and honestly, I'm here for it. There's something so sophisticated about pomegranate, isn't there? It's fruity, but not too sweet, a bit mysterious. Very autumn energy. The audacity of this girl, though, going from reality TV to running creative at a fragrance company. But you know what? I respect the hustle. She's not just sitting around posting sponsored content forever. Though let's be honest, she's probably doing that too. She's actually building something. And if this perfume is as good as everyone's saying, with people apparently getting compliments left and right, girl might have found her calling. I might have to get my hands on this pomegranate situation, because your girl is always looking for a signature scent. Although knowing me, I'll probably spill it all over myself trying to be fancy. The things I do for you lot. But speaking of people making moves. Okay, so Ryan Gosling had a premiere for this film called Project Hail Mary in New York. And apparently it was such a big deal that they had to do another screening in LA because all the A-listers couldn't make it to New York. The audacity. But also, fair enough because it's Ryan Gosling and we all know that man could premiere a grocery list and half of Hollywood would show up. So get this. Page Six is reporting that the stars took so long getting from the red carpet into the actual theater that they delayed the whole thing by an hour. An hour! Can you imagine? Everyone's just sat there waiting because celebrities can't figure out how to walk from point A to point B in a reasonable amount of time. Although, have you seen how these red carpets work? Everyone wants their photo, everyone wants their moment, and honestly, I don't blame them. If I looked like these people, I'd probably take my sweet time too. But seriously, what is Project Hail Mary even about? I feel like I should know this. But all I know is that Ryan Gosling's in it, and that's usually enough for most people, isn't it? The man could probably star in a film about paint drying and somehow make it the sexiest thing you've ever seen. Remember when he made us all fancy accountants in The Big Short? Or when he had us all wanting to date a robot in Blade Runner? The man has range. Although, can we talk about how he's basically just Ken now? Like, ever since Barbie, I can't look at him without thinking, "Hi, Barbie, it's actually ruined him for me a little bit." Which is tragic, because I used to have such a crush on him. Now I just think about him doing that little dance with the fur coat. Not that there's anything wrong with that dance, it was iconic, but it's not exactly, you know what I mean? Right, but speaking of A-listers behaving like A-listers, girl, Tom Brady was at some fancy Fanatics Studios party in LA, and guess who else was there? Kendall Jenner. Now, we all remember when those two were spotted together a few months back, and everyone lost their minds thinking they might be dating, right? Well, they were at the same party again along with, wait for it, Jay-Z, Mick Jagger, and half the NFL. Can we just... Mick Jagger was there. The man is like 80 and still showing up to the cool parties. I aspire to have that energy when I'm his age. Actually, I aspire to have that energy now, and I'm nowhere near 80. What is his secret? Is it the dancing, the tight trousers, the fact that he's been famous since dinosaurs roamed the earth? But back to Tom and Kendall. I'm still not convinced anything's actually happening there, you know? Like, they're both incredibly beautiful, successful people who probably run in similar circles, so of course they're going to end up at the same parties. But every time they're spotted within 50 feet of each other, everyone starts planning their wedding. Meanwhile, they've probably had like 3 conversations total, and 2 of them were about the weather. Although, imagine being Kendall Jenner at a party with Tom Brady and Jay-Z. Like, what do you even talk about? Oh, hey, Jay, how's Beyonce? Tom, how's retirement treating you? Anyone want to get matching tattoos? The small talk alone would stress me out. Joe Burrow was there too, which... Okay, I had to Google him because I'm not exactly up on my American football, but apparently he's quite the big deal. Very handsome, plays quarterback, probably makes more money in a week than I'll see in my lifetime. Standard celebrity party guest, really. But the real question is, what exactly is Fanatics Studios? Because it sounds very fancy and exclusive, and I'm slightly bitter that I wasn't invited. I would have been excellent company at this party. I would have asked Mick Jagger about the 70s, convinced Tom Brady to spill tea about his ex-wife, and probably ended up getting Kendall's entire skincare routine. Missed opportunity, really. The thing about these Hollywood parties, though, can you imagine the conversations? Like, you're just casually chatting by the bar, and suddenly you're talking to someone who's been on your telly for decades. I'd probably just stand in the corner taking mental notes for this podcast, which actually sounds about right for me. You know what, though? Good for all of them. Sometimes you just need to put on your finest outfit, show up to a fancy party, and pretend you're not completely overwhelmed by how surreal your life has become. Although I suppose when you're at Tom Brady levels of famous, maybe it stops feeling surreal and just becomes Tuesday night. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!